call you Shabby in Houston, or is that thing answering?
No, yeah, that was I mean, that's been a long time running nickname, you know, going back to high school, college, just kind of has always stuck. I guess it's easy.
Right. How does it keep following you from place to place? How's the name?
You know, I think wherever you go, you kind of run into some of the same people. Like, you know, Coach Allen was in Atlanta when I was there, and that's what a lot of people call. He calls me that. Some of the coaches do. So, you know, guys you were around in your past start going by nicknames, and then other people pick it up, and it's just... it's the way it works.
Where are you in the process now of learning everybody and being able to push the buttons and who you can push and
yeah.
prod and all that? Where are you?
Yeah, I mean, that's an ongoing process. You know, we're getting close. We're getting close to, you know, having everyone figured out, so to speak. But it's a never-ending process. And the more we go through training camp, the more things get hard. The more install that we have put in, the hotter it gets, the longer the days, the more you find out about guys. And it's a never-ending process, but we're getting close.
Have you played with Marcel Reese for a while?
Yeah.
Is there a weapon quite like him in this league? What do you think? He's dropped about 15 pounds and went up and got a pass you through today.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a special player. You know, at his position, the mismatches that he can create, you know, in my time, there's been very, very few players like him. And it's a unique skill set that he has to be able to, you know, play everywhere on the field, run all the routes, block the way he does, run the football. So you can do so much personnel-wise, and that really puts stress on the defense when you can line him up out wide and he can run wide receiver routes.
In these padded practices, has it felt crisp to you? Because from the outside, it looks like you're pretty locked in already.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely feels pretty crisp, but there's always stuff we can clean up, things that we can get a little better at. We're always striving for perfection out here. So we're not there yet, but there, you know, it's some good quality work we're getting in, and it's good defense that we're facing on a day-to-day basis, and we're just competing well, and we're trying to make each other better, but, you know, there's some good things going on.
It seemed like on that last drive, you scored a touchdown, you were able to go to check down, not go to your primary receiver at times. The playbook seemed like it's becoming a little more second nature.
Yeah, you know, it's coming around. You know, it's our second or third time going through the installation since I've been a Raider, and, you know, things start to become second nature. And especially the more you do them and you understand where your guys are and where they're going to be and how they run their routes and, you know, becoming much more comfortable with things, yeah.
What has surprised you most about just this team so far, this early on?
You know, I don't know if it's surprised. Just, you know, I think the thing that's been most impressive is with all the additions and the, you know, just turnover in the roster, how quickly we've come together as a team and have a – you know, one heartbeat or one mindset, and we understand what our goal is, and everyone's doing the right things to take the proper steps towards our goal. And, you know, having enough guys coming from other places, young guys added to the mix, usually don't find that this quickly. And I think we're all heading in the right direction, and we understand how to get there.
You mentioned that you're finding your, I guess, chemistry really quickly. It seems like you and James Jones have really connected a lot on the field. Like, you built that chemistry.
Yeah.
Would you say that's accurate?
You know, I'd say that's accurate. I would say that for a lot of our receivers, just with the amount of work we got in OTAs and mini camp and throughout the summer and already here in training camp, you know, our guys run really good routes, and it's great to see. And, you know, they don't fool you as a quarterback. They run quarterback-friendly routes, as we like to call them, and they come back to attack the football. And James is one of those guys. He's done it for a number of years. So, you know, he understands where he's supposed to be and when he's supposed to be there. And obviously he's good at finishing the plays.
Seems like your level of confidence is a frequent topic of conversation. Do you kind of chuckle at things like that?
I do. Just like I got a little smirk on my face now. Yeah, because, you know, that's you can't make it anywhere in this game without having your confidence through the roof. And, you know, you're going to go through ups and downs as a player. And, you know, it's how you bounce back from it. It's how you move forward. And you got to put everything behind you, whether it's good or bad. And,
right.
You know, it's about the next thing in front. And, you know, I'm just excited for this training camp and to get going with the regular season here shortly.
What's your goal this season as a quarterback?
Well, I'd say, you know, I think 32 teams and 32 quarterbacks would say our goal is to go win a championship. You know, that's the ultimate goal. You know, I think for this team, you know, to get there, there's a lot of steps we got to go through. And, You know, right now we got to concentrate on what we got to do to beat the New York Jets week one. But obviously winning our division, you know, puts us in a position to make the playoffs and you know, make some noise. So, but there's a lot of stuff that we got to get better at as a football team and myself as a player for us to be in that position.
What's some of that stuff?
Well, I think, you know, obviously we got to get in the playoffs to win a championship. We got to win our first game. You know, that's, you know, we got to get to 1-0 and, you know, we got to, you know, be conscious of what it takes to win. Be good on third down, you know, to take care of the football. You know, all those little things, red zone percentage. Those are things that win you games.
The guy on this team, Antonio Smith, he knows you best. The other day, I don't know if you heard what he had said, that you got your mojo back. how do you respond to that? And what do you think about
that? I'm right in line. I mean, Antonio, that, you know, it says a lot. You know, it's a great compliment coming from a teammate. You know, I've known Antonio now 6-7 years. And, you know, for him to say that, you know, it's one of my guys. You know, we've been together through thick and thin. And, you know, I've never lost it. It never went anywhere. But for him to notice that, I mean, you know, we're heading in the right direction.
Any more guys? How do you feel about the run game so far?
It's going great. You know, the thing about it is, you know, we added a couple pieces to the offensive line. And, you know, from watching it last year, there was a lot of injuries. And something about that group that you got to have is some continuity and cohesiveness. And they've really gelled together with some of the new pieces. And, you know, the more they get reps together, the more they play, more they understand the different looks and how to make calls on the fly. But things are looking good. The running backs are running well, and our receivers block. Our tight ends are doing a good job on the edge. So the more we work through it, the better it'll be. And it's only going to make our team better because then we'll be able to run our play action stuff.